Chapter 4. The Blind Man. I spied 7 or 8 men, and I quickly made out the blind man in their midst.
"Down with the door," he shouted. "In, in, in."
"Aye, aye, sir,"
the pirates cried, and a rush was made on the door. 2 of the men stayed behind with their blind leader, but the rest soon vanished into the inn. A shout quickly followed from inside.
"Bill's dead."
"Search him," the blind man demanded, "and find that chest."
A rattle and crash quickly followed as the group stormed up the stairs. Eventually, a man leaned out the window and shouted,
"Pew! Someone's been in the chest before us and pulled everything out."
"Is it there?"
Pew roared.
"The money's there."
Pew shouted that he cared nothing for the money. He wanted Flint's map.
"Not here,"
the man in the window answered.
"It's that boy,"
Pew bellowed, striking his stick upon the road.
"Scatter, lads, and find him."
Men poured out of the inn, and I was certain they would find me soon enough. Then a whistle sounded from the hillside.
"That's the signal,"
one of the men shouted.
"We have the money. We'll have to run." "Forget the signal,"
Pew demanded.
"Dirk is a coward and whistling at the wind."
"That boy must be close. Find him."
The men looked around half-heartedly, but their eyes were on the road. Pew flailed away at them with his stick whenever he could reach one. The men shouted back at the blind man and snatched at his stick. Suddenly, we all heard the sound of horses pounding toward us from town. The whistle signal was nearly non-stop, followed by a pistol shot. The pirates scattered, leaving the blind man alone.
"Black dog,"
the man shouted.
"Dirk, don't desert a mate."
None of the pirates returned.
The riders topped the hill just at the moment and swept at full gallop down the slope. Pew ran in a confused panic and stumbled right under the hooves of the lead horse. The rider tried to stop, but it was too quick and Pew was trampled. I jumped up and called to the riders. The lad who had gone to fetch Dr. Livesey led them. He'd run into a group of officers and had brought them instead. The men searched for the pirates, but they'd all gotten away. My mother recovered quickly, though I am certain she felt a bit faint at the sight of the inn. The pirates had broken everything that could be broken. I could see that we'd never reopen with what little money we had.
"What do you suppose they were after?"
an officer asked me.
"Money?"
"I think I may know what they wanted," I said. "I have it, and I mean to take it to Dr. Livesey for safety."
"I should ride there to report," the man said. "If you like, I'll take you along."
I thanked him, and we were soon on our way. I left my mother to sort out what she could from the inn.